Happy Thursday, guys. There's not a lot of news to tell you today. It's a little slow, but I will jump right in and tell you all the nerdy news that is fit to know. Marvel, I told you the other day, is rebooting Guardians of the Galaxy. They have some really weird plan. They're doing a hashtag campaign, hashtag who are the Guardians. Donnie Cates is the one writing that. He's one of the hot new writers right now. They are kind of teasing all the people who are going to be in this new Guardians of the Galaxy. It's all stemming out of Thanos Legacy, where Thanos is dead and they are reading his last will and testament, which his brother Eros dug out of Thanos's heart. So I guess that's the safest place to keep it. So they're going to read his will and testament, and it's going to have some shattering effects on the DC or the Marvel universe. We will find out that supposedly it's the biggest thing happening since Annihilation. You're going to get all these cosmic characters together. Not sure how they're going to do that with the most recent iteration of the Guardians, because Gamora kind of went rogue. She's getting all the stones for herself. You know, you had Drax and Adam Warlock guarding the Soul Stone. Star-Lord and Groot also had a stone, and she went through them all. She's got all the stones now. I gotta think that they're gonna do well with this, bringing back all the cosmic characters. I mean, they're even talking Beta Ray. I see Beta Ray Bill in the picture. Haven't seen him as of late in the comics. I really hope we see a lot of him. He's a great character. Anybody that can whoop Thor twice is good in my book. No word on whether we'll see the Guardians of the Galaxy iteration from the Cosmic Ghost Rider, where Cable is leading them. But like I said, all of these cosmic characters are being brought back for Guardians of the Galaxy, which is, don't see a date for it coming out. So if you're just looking for the hashtag who are the Guardians, you'll be able to see all the stuff they're posting about that. Okay, Marvel's bringing back one of the old classic villains, but they're giving a little upgrade. Weapon X? Weapon X, X-Force, Weapon X number 23, you get to see Deadpool is fighting the new X-Force led by Sabretooth. And they find out that Mentallo is the one behind it. He's a villain who can kind of mind control people. They're about to close in on Mentallo and put an end to him when he reveals his secret weapon, which is Reverend William Stryker. You probably remember William Stryker as the preacher who wanted to get rid of all the mutants. He said he was a God-fearing man. Well, now you see he has been placed into a robot body. So he is even more formidable than before. And he's made a deal with the devil. Being a God-fearing man, making a deal with the devil, not surprised. It happens in real life all the time. So yeah, William Stryker is going to be back, more powerful body. We don't know what other kind of powers he has, but he's probably going to make some problems for the Weapon X guys. Staying with Marvel, if you read the Old Man Logan annual number one, which they're going to be getting rid of Old Man Logan, I'm sure, because they have a title coming out called Dead Man Logan. But if you read the annual, you'll see another Old Man character. They've already done Old Man Hawkeye, not him. They're doing Old Man Punisher. Yeah. Logan runs across some guys calling themselves the Punishers. After in Old Man Logan, he killed the whole Hulk clan. And in the wake of that, a group came in and took over the Punisher's name. And they're basically like the saviors in Walking Dead. They just come around taking what they want, doing what they want. Come to find out, Frank is still alive. And he kind of teams up with Logan, and they go to take out all the new fake Punishers. I don't want to spoil too much for you, but like I said, it's just an annual. They kind of teased old man Frank in this. We don't know if Marvel's going to try to launch into his own series with the old man Punisher. I'm kind of hoping they don't. I'm tired of that shtick. So let's hope that he was just a one-shot in the old man Logan annual number one. I told you about Avengers number 7 being the origin story for the original Ghost Rider, the dude who rides the flaming woolly mammoth from the Avengers BC, the Avengers team that Odin put together to battle that sick, crazy Sentinel that crashed on Earth. Well, that's we were about half right. That's not the only origin story in there. You also kind of get a it's not a retelling. It's more of a more in-depth history on Wendigo. The whole story about Wendigo, mostly in the Canadian wastelands. If somebody got a taste of human flesh, you know, cannibals, they would turn into the Wendigo, who's kind of got an insatiable appetite for eating humans. So you also see the Wendigo in Avengers number 7. No telling if he's going to be back, because he kind of falls off a cliff at the end of that one. Don't know if he died or not. But more than one person can be infected with the Wendigo. So even if that one died, that doesn't mean there's not other Wendigos roaming the countryside back in 1000 BC. So Avengers number 7 is a good one to pick up, man. You got two origin stories there, and both of them are kind of interesting. So Avengers number 7, Wendigo and original Ghost Rider. Teen Titans. They introduced Lobo, what is supposedly Lobo's daughter. Looks like Lobo, acts like Lobo, dresses like Lobo. They haven't established that she is actually Lobo's daughter yet, but I'm thinking she probably is. Her name's Crush. And the biggest thing, you know, she was raised in a space orphanage. Now she's come to Earth to try to find out her parents. The biggest thing is not, is Lobo her dad or not, but they're saying now her mother is going to be one of the big players in the DC Universe. So Lobo had a tryst with some big, one of the major female players, I'm guessing, in the DC Universe. That animal magnetism of Lobo's worked. We don't know yet. They're trying to keep it close to the vest. They kind of teased it in DC Nation number 4. We will finally get to see who her mother is. If Lobo is actually her father, which I'm guessing they're going to go with that. But more importantly, who's her mom? Who was it that gave in to Lobo's wiles, his sexual magnetism? We'll find out. If you've watched Incredibles 2, and judging by their box office, most of you guys did, you saw when he left Jack-Jack with Edna overnight so she could work on Jack-Jack's super costume. And everybody wanted to know, because the next day he came back and he was so well-behaved and well-mannered. Everybody wanted to know what happened that night that she stayed with Edna. Well, you're going to find out when it comes out on Blu-ray. They have the short for that night when Edna babysat Jack-Jack. The Blu-ray comes out. It comes out digital October 23rd. I'm not sure if that short will be with the digital release, but I know it will be on the Blu-ray, which comes out November 6th. I, for one, cannot wait to see what happened that night with Edna and Jack-Jack. Edna Mode is probably one of my favorite characters from Incredibles. So you'll have to look for this short called Auntie Edna. And you will find out what she did to placate Jack-Jack. DC Comics, Halloween, they're making a bunch of Halloween special covers. One of those is by Stanley Art Germ Lau. And if you've ever seen his covers, they're the really realistic, soft focus. His covers are, for lack of a better word, beautiful. He has done the Catwoman variant cover for Halloween. And he is, you know, went on social media to tell everybody that he has hidden a bunch of Easter eggs in the artwork. The two that stand out that he kind of, you know, everybody's found is the Batman symbol in her mask, and there's a little cat on one of her gloves. But he's saying that there is a ton of Easter eggs hidden in here, and some of them are not easy to find. So that is October 10th when this comes out. People are going to be scouring this cover picture. Not only because it's a beautiful picture, but he's got so much stuff hidden in it. And who doesn't want to find that stuff? And it's kind of like a scavenger hunt. So October 10th, pick up the Catwoman cover and see how many of those Easter eggs you can find. If you remember the old Doom movie, the first-person shooter, groundbreaking video game, it was amazing. It was one of the games, first games I remember where you could type in cheat codes, God mode, where you wouldn't be killed because some of those guys were just dang near impossible to take out. It was such an iconic game. So many things copied it. They made a film from it in 2005 with The Rock, which... didn't make a lot of money. It was not a bad film. Wasn't a good film. It didn't make a lot of money. I believe they spent more making it than they got back at ticket sales. They obviously are going back to the well. They're going to make it again. Not with Rock. The Rock's not going to be in this one. They're calling it a reboot. And it's going to be another group of Space Marines who go through Mars and run into all these crazy... evil monsters they have to fight. If you ever played Doom, it's like every time you turn a corner, there's another monster. So this one is going to have pretty much all of the monsters from the game, except one, which was the final boss, the spider demon. They said they tried to work it into the storyline. They couldn't quite get it to work, but they have promised if they do make a sequel, that the spider demon will have to be in it. He's just like one of the iconic monsters from the game. So this is set to come out in 2019, next year. I don't see any casting for it. There's no specific date, just 2019. You will get to revisit Mars with the Doom Marines and kill a bunch of monsters. Captain Marvel. Brie Larson tried to break the internet the other day, releasing stuff about Captain Marvel. A lot of really cool stuff. We're going to start seeing more of the movie is going to explore her origins a little bit, but it's not going to start out like other origins where she starts out with no powers. It's starting right out with her having her powers, and it's going to release it through, I guess, flashbacks of how she got to her power. Some of the set photos have shown... Skrulls, which if you know anything about Marvel Comics, Skrulls were huge back in the day. They accounted for a lot of the problems going on. She was part of the, if you know Captain Marvel's origin, she is part Kree. Either, it depends on what retcon you look at, either by birth or by this big accident that happened that combined her and one of the Kree. But she has Kree DNA. There's a big Kree Skrull war going on, and this is all prior to Avengers Infinity War, so she's already established by the time Infinity War hits. So you're seeing her in the Kree-Skrull War, which was part of the Annihilation, part of Secret Invasion. Secret Invasion was where a lot of the Skrulls were shapeshifters, so they can take on the form of other people. They took on the form of a lot of the superheroes or important people in governments, and they were just infiltrating Earth like crazy. Because Earth is a breeding ground for experiments, I guess. Since that celestial, like I told you in 1000 BC, the celestial came and hit Earth. His blood and organs, whatever else, got mixed into the ground, into the Earth. Which caused a lot of mutations and to happen. And a lot of them to go kind of like hibernation, just waiting for something to set them off. Anyway, everybody wants to come to Earth and... experiment on us humans. The Krees, that's how they made the Inhumans. The Skrulls came, they just kind of wanted to take over because it was a fertile place. So she goes to fight the Skrulls as part of the Kree military strike force known as Star Force. That's why she had the green outfit to begin with. She makes her way back from space eventually to Earth where she's from. Finds out, you know, the Skrulls are here and filtrated pretty much everywhere. Leading into, like I said, this is all prior to Infinity War. So it's endless, the possibilities of what they can do to explain a lot of the inconsistencies from the movies. They can explain them with Skrulls. That's DC's go-to. They either say it was, you know, Skrull shapeshifters or part of the clones, because they were all crazy about clones for a while too. We will find out March 8th of 2019 just exactly what's going on with this. Since it was pre-Infinity War, you're also going to get all the S.H.I.E.L.D. guys, you know, Samuel Jackson with both eyes. You're going to get Phil Coulson. You're going to have Maria Hill. Along with a bunch of other, you're going to see Mar-Vell. Wow, Jude Law is going to be playing Mar-Vell. That's going to be pretty cool. You're going to actually see some more Ronan the Accuser, who was a Kree zealot. If you remember him from the first Guardians of the Galaxy, that he is Kree. They're the Blue Dudes. They've been hinting at Krees throughout Marvel's movies and in their TV shows. You saw a part of a Kree body in S.H.I.E.L.D. I can't remember which season. So yeah, the Krees have been, they've been hinting around at them. They haven't been hiding them. The Skrulls, I think it's the first time they've actually acknowledged the Skrulls. So let's see how they deal with that in March. Okay, a Netflix favorite, House of Cards. That movie was that series was a juggernaut for the first few seasons. Kevin Spacey was Frank Underwood, who was a senator or congressman or whatever, who eventually lied, cheated, and wormed his way into the presidency. And then in real life, Kevin Spacey got caught up in that big sexual abuse case and rightfully lost his job. The dude was a predator. So they got rid of him, and everybody was afraid that House of Cards was just going to end right there with no closure. They decided that no, they can carry on without him. And the teaser for next season, there you find out what they're going to do with him. It shows his wife, who was vice president, who has now become president due to his death. Oh, I spoiled it. Yeah, he's dead. It starts out with her at his gravesite, saying that when she dies, you know, she won't be buried in the backyard. There's going to be a huge procession for her. And then it pans out and you see Frank's dad's grave, and then right next to it is Frank's. So Frank Underwood is dead. I'm sure most of this season will probably tease how that happened. And like I said, I believe this is going to be the last season for House of Cards also. Comes back November 2nd. It's going to be, it's only 8-episode season. So it's going to be a short one. If this is, in fact, their last season, then we should get a lot of loose ends tied up. And we will find out what exactly the fate of Mr. Underwood is, or was, or is. Doom Patrol. I've been telling you guys about Doom Patrol. You know, Brendan Fraser is going to be Machine Man. And then you're going to have James Bond is going to be the chief, Doom Patrol's chief. Which James Bond, you ask? Timothy Dalton. He's going to be Dr. Niles, who is Doom Patrol's Professor X. You know, he's the smart guy who leads the team from a wheelchair. But he's, unlike Xavier, he's a little bit, well, maybe not unlike, because they're both kind of touched a little bit with their ideas. So we will see him as the chief, the one who leads the Doom Patrol, gives them their orders. We don't have an exact date on that yet. Just sometime in 2019 on the DC Universe streaming service. That's right. Another streaming thing. Back to Captain Marvel. I should have talked about this while I was still talking about Captain Marvel. You are going to see another big character from the Marvel Universe in there. Monica Rambeau, who was the first... She was actually the first Captain Marvel. She's the first one to use the name Captain Marvel, way back in the 80s. Then she kind of, you know, switched off from that and she started using the name Photon. You might know her daughter. She's big in the Marvel Universe also. But yeah, Monica Rambeau, we know she's in there because one of the still photos from the set shows a female pilot in the jet. Says Monica Photon Rambeau right there on the side of the jet for her name. So this has to be after the time that she used the name Captain Marvel and started using the name Photon. So I don't know if they're going to delve into her character, or if they're just introducing her to get you familiar with her, and maybe they're thinking of making her movie later on down the line, or bringing her in to one of the team movies that they're going to make. I think she also went by the name Pulsar and Spectrum. She couldn't make up her mind. She used a couple different names, but obviously Captain Marvel and Photon were two of the names that she used. She's going to be played by Lashana Lynch in the Captain Marvel movie. And like I said, that movie's coming out in March, so we'll get a lot of stuff revealed to us in this Captain Marvel movie. And maybe we'll even see how Nick Fury lost his eye. That would be kind of interesting. So, lots of stuff coming up in the Marvel Universe. That is actually the last article I have for you guys today. Please subscribe to this YouTube channel. Give this video a like, thumbs up. Leave a comment on this video. If you don't like video, go to talknerdypodcast.com. You can download the podcast or listen to it in your browser. Or pick us up on any podcast platform. We should be in all of them. If you find one we're not in, let me know so I can get us added. I will see you guys tomorrow. Later, nerds.